ki hatalmid kolol beben kanal, because the student is included in the son, as we mentioned earlier, that students are sons and sons are students. Ki gam Yaakov Avinu hayuloi talmidim harbe, and besides the 12 tribes, Yaakov Avinu had many students. Ki hayu megayer gerim. Yaakov Avinu followed in the footsteps of Avram Avinu and Yitzchok Avinu. He converted many people. K'mayisham Rabbi Senusal, as the Gemara tells us, Vayeshev on the pasuk Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz megurei aviv. Yaakov Avinu lived in the place where his forefathers had lived. The Gemara says megurei milosh megayer. He followed in the footsteps of his fathers in bringing many people close to Hashem. Nimso sheYaakov zocha beYoser laHaoras ben v'Talmid. So this teaches us that out of the three forefathers, Yaakov Avinu achieved the highest level of Ben and Talmid, because again, all of his kids and students were all home runs. They were all. He didn't have an Esav. He didn't have a Yishmael. V'alkein hayu harishon shayachayla samach lamitasai. Now you could understand why he was the first one who became ill before he passed away. Because he was the main one who had this responsibility, who had this privilege of passing on this knowledge of Ben V'Talmid, of being able to have worthy children and worthy students to whom to convey this most important knowledge, which is recognition of Hashem. V'zehu ikur bikur choylim. Now Rav Nosson Zal gives us a deeper insight into the mitzvah of visiting a person when they're sick. Most people never learn these laws and they don't know what it's really all about. What's the most important thing I'm supposed to do when somebody is in this state of illness? We're talking about real sick, before about to pass away. In order, you're supposed to speak to the person, and in a gentle way, remind him to think about and to supervise the most important things in his life, such as his children, you know, the people he's leaving over, that he should, any things he wanted to say to them that were very important, that for whatever reason he didn't have the opportunity to say till now, this is it. This is your chance to prepare yourself to be able to transmit the most important instructions that you would possibly want to pass on to your loved ones, to your children and students. Kama Sham Rabbi Senazal, as our rabbis tell us, that's when you come and you bring candy and chocolate and you tell jokes to cheer him up, that's nice. But that's not the most important thing. The most important thing is to encourage in a healthy way, in a proper way, using tremendous, tremendous diplomacy and sechel. You have to know how to do this, not to scare the daylight, not to kill him on the spot by saying it, but in an indirect way or whatever way possible to convey, to remind the person of his situation and to make him think that this is a good time to really think about what you want to tell your children and what you want to tell your students, you know, the most important things. V'yitzave lebeisoi, said the person will give final instructions to his household. Hainu kanal, as we said before, what final instructions? Sheyazir es bnei beisoi, sheyelchu b'darchi Hashem. The most important instruction, follow me, you know, meaning believe in Hashem. One of the greatest students of Rabbeinu Zal was Reb Aaron Zal. Reb Aaron, who was the one who Rabbeinu Zal made, he was the rabbi, the rav, the posek of the city of Breslov. And Rabbeinu Zal said some incredible things about him. He said that we have to give a special thank you to the horses that brought him to our city. And Rabbeinu Zal said to him one time, I love you so much, when Mashiach comes, I'm going to bring him to you on a tray. Rabbeinu, this Reb Aaron Zal was very special, and he was known as a super gaon, Talmud Chacham, the Rav, the Poisek of the city of Breslov, you could imagine. Before he passed away, he gathered his family around him, and it's written, it's been passed down tradition, Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Evrocha, was one of his descendants. And it's written that he told his children everything at that time. All of you know me, and you know me as a pretty smart guy. You know, I had a reputation of being pretty smart. So let me tell you guys something. If me, this person who is so smart and so many people respected me for my brains, if this is the rabbi who I chose, if I chose Rabbi Nachman as my rabbi, you have to figure I probably knew what I was doing. I probably made the right choice. And therefore, if you guys want to be smart, that's my advice to you. My best advice to you is to stick close to him and to his sforim and to his students and to his teachings. This is the important message that he wanted to convey to them right before he passed away. And again, when we visit a person who's sick, this is the most important thing that we want to try to encourage him to make sure to not to wait till it's too late, not to forget to give his family final instructions to go in the path of Hashem. And in addition, he divides his wealth among them. He defines the division of all the things he owns. Because unfortunately, when you don't do that, unfortunately, it leads to there are terrible, terrible stories in families of machloikis that breaks out. Kids don't talk to each other for the, you know, terrible, terrible things. Because the father did not specify before he passed away who should get what. Or he didn't do it in a way to make sure not to encourage jealousy, envy, all kinds of terrible things. V'yavru al divrei Hashem. And there, if you don't do that, then the children will be violating the command of Hashem in the worst ways by having machlekes among them and stealing that goes on, Rahman al-Islam. Al-Kain mesader lahem. Therefore, he organizes everything for them in a will. Umasiram, and he warns them, Lekayim Dvorov, to make sure to fulfill what I'm telling you exactly the way, fulfill my instructions precisely. Velelech bedarchi Hashem ubetzoisav, and to go in the path of Hashem and to follow his mitzvahs. Veze bechinas vayugat leYosef leimer, this is what it says there, that Yaakov Avinu was very ill, and a messenger, Yosef HaTzadik, was told, your father is very ill, deathly ill. And it says he took his two sons with him, Menashe and Ephraim. Ki holach levakroi. Yosef HaTzadik was going to visit Yaakov Avinu. Velokach bonov itoi. And he took his children with him, the grandchildren. Kedei sheyevorchem koidam oisoi. So that Yaakov Avinu would bless them before Yaakov Avinu passes away. What's the blessing? What's the greatest blessing? Hainu sheyachnes bohem das Hashem koidem moisoi. That Yaakov Avinu would inject into them understanding of Hashem, knowledge of recognition of Hashem before Yaakov Avinu passes away. Sheze ikar habrocha. That's the greatest blessing. When we give a bracha, usually we put our hands on the head of the person. Why? To show. We don't put our hands in his pocket that he should make $1 million. We're putting my hands on your head that Hashem should give you das. That's the greatest acquisition. The Mishnah says, im das koniso machosarto. If a person has das, what are they lacking? They're not lacking anything. They have everything. Vim das chosarto. And if you have everything else, if you have real estate and liquid assets and everything, and you don't have das, machoniso, what do you have? Everything has no, it's no value. It's of no value to you. You won't be able to use it to help yourself in any way. It'll only harm you and the people around you, chas v'shalom, if you don't have the proper das. V'oz v'yishtachu Yisrael al roish hamito. And then the Torah tells us that Yaakov Avinu bowed to the head of the bed, meaning al shehoisa mitoso shleima b'li psul. This was acknowledging the fact that his bed was perfect. It had no blemishes in it. He had no children that had gone off the path, chas v'shalom. V'gam ki shchina, that's one reason. And the second reason is ki shchina l'malam mirashoysov, to show respect for the shchina, which resides at the head of a bed of a person when he's about to pass away. ki zocho lishnehem, because Yaakov Avinu was zocho to both of these things. Number one, shetia shechina marashoisov, that the Shekhinah was right on top of him over there, which enabled him to receive these makifin, this high level sechel which you draw from Hashem, vegam zocho lahachnes hamakifin vadas bebonav hakdoshim, and he was zocho to have who to pass it on to. He was zocho to have good children, good students to whom he could transmit those makifin that he was receiving from above. Hot potato. Remember the game hot potato? You catch it and right away you toss it to the next guy. This is what it means when it says his bed was complete. It means all of his, all the people around him were worthy of receiving this das of Hashem and going in the derech of Hashem. Shezehu ikar shleimus hanefesh. This is the real perfection of a Jewish soul. When the soul is zoiche, even when it leaves the world, to leave behind in the world its das in the form of students, children, in the form of what they do. And if the person is zoiche to do that, that person is not considered dead whatsoever. They don't die. Because when your das remains behind in this world, in your students and children, nishar hu biatzma, the person himself remains. Because the essence of man is his das. So if your das is here, you are here. This is why the Gemara says, Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Yaakov Avinu did not die. Why? Because he was the one who was zeicher to this complete bed, to have all good children and students. Hainu bonim tzadikim, righteous children, shekiblu mimenu daitoi ledoiros, who received the das of Yaakov Avinu for generations, to be able to pass it on to generations and generations. Lodas es Hashem miloy lador lo voed, to pass on this awareness and recognition of Hashem from generation to generation until eternity. Harehu chay v'kayim lato al mei lomim kanal. And as a result of that, Yaakov Avinu is alive and well all the time. He lives in each and every one of us. Shezeo b'chinas David melech Yisrael chay v'kayim. This fits in beautiful what we learned in the previous shir or two shirim ago about David HaMelech, that David HaMelech was zeichet to this also, and therefore we say about him, David HaMelech is chai v'kayim, he is always alive. Interesting, just this past Saturday night we had Kiddush Levana, and in Kiddush Levana we mentioned both of these. We mentioned David Melech Yisrael chai v'kayim, and we mentioned Yaakov Avinu. Where do we mention it? In an abbreviation. In the beginning, how is it? I'm sorry? Yeah, what are the psukim that we say there that are yud and ayin and kuf? What is it? Anybody have a sitter quickly? David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim we say, but we also mention Yaakov. Just a second. When we say Boruch Yoitzrech, Boruch Oisech, Boruch Koinech, Boruch Boirech. Blessed is your creator, your creator, your creator, your creator. These four words, Yoitzrech, Oisech, Koinech, and Boirech spell Yaakov. The first letters make up the words Yaakov. Why we mention Yaakov, David HaMelech? Because these are our two outstanding symbols of eternity. The kingdom of David HaMelech, which is the eternal kingdom, and Yaakov Avinu, who is Emes. He is the ultimate revelation of Torah. He's the one who transmitted the Torah to his sons and everything, who is eternal. Netzach, Nitzchi. This is the week of Netzach. We're in the week, the counting of the Omer. Last night was Yesoid Shebenetzach. Tonight is going to be Malchus Shebenetzach, Mitzvah Shem. The 28th is the seventh day of the third week is going to be Malchus Shebenetzach.